This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line this morning, we have the co-founder of VeggieTales, Mike Naraki. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, you must, if you would entertain me with this, because I'm a big fan of Larry. You are Larry the Cucumber. Do you mind if I have a few words with him?
Well, sure. Let me see if I can find him.
Hello, Sydney.
Oh, wow. Hey, Larry, how you going?
I'm good, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. Look, I just wanted to speak to you so I can tell my son, Connor, that I spoke to Larry the Cucumber. Let me just tell you, you're a legend.
Why, thank you. And can I give a shout-out to Connor?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Hello, Connor. How you doing?
Is he in school or anything?
No, he's not in school. No, he's at home with Mum at the moment.
Oh. Well,
he might have heard me then. He would have. Wow, Larry, I better chat to Mike, because I did tell Mike that I'd talk to him this morning, but I'm glad I got to speak to you. Thank you.
Okay, see you later, Dan.
That was Larry the Cucumber. I can't believe I just spoke to him. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. How you doing?
Good, man. That's incredible. Now, far out, what a journey you have been on. Can you just give me I know it's a big story, but just very briefly, the origins of VeggieTales.
Well, Phil does the voice for Bob the Tomato. He and I met back in 1984 doing puppets together. And, you know, we were from different parts of the country, but we met at a small Christian college. You know, we had both grown up, you know, big Jim Henson, Monty Python, you know, Mel Brooks fans. And we sort of infused all of that humor into our puppeteering. And then a few years later, actually ended up in the video post-production world in Chicago. And this is just around the time that computer animation was emerging. And so, you know, we were, you know, just kids working at this video production house, learning how to edit, learning how to shoot, learning how to do audio, and both sort of computer nerds at the same time, and just picked up computer animation as a way to tell these stories that we had told as puppeteers, and, you know, just looked at it as an opportunity to be able to tell stories to help parents pass on biblical values to their kids. And, you know, back in 1993, we did our first episode, Where's God When I'm Scared? It was a half an hour video. We put it out on VHS. We took out some ads in some Christian parenting magazines, you know, as selling it mail order, basically. And we got about 500 orders, thinking that, you know, which wasn't anywhere, didn't come close to covering the production costs, but, you know, we were really happy to have made our first, you know, CGI show. It was actually the first computer animated series, and predated Toy Story by about a year and a half. And, you know, but one of the people to see that ad in one of the early magazines was a distributor, and they signed us up for a 12-show deal after that. So,
wow.
You know, that's how we got started.
So you are the reason why my son wants to sing God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman with me before he goes to bed.
Awesome.
We're a bit of fan of one of the characters that Larry does, which is Minnesota Cuke. So good news for me, because you got a new Minnesota Cuke coming out.
You know, it's Minnesota Cuke and the Search for Noah's Umbrella.
Oh.
And, it's a really fun story. You know, we tell the kind of parallel the story of Noah as Minnesota goes in search for first the Ark and then later the Umbrella. And it's just a great story in confidence in kind of telling that story of when God had asked Noah to build this ark in the middle of dry land where it hadn't rained and nobody, you know, knew why he was doing it and being ridiculed by his neighbors. And you know, just teaching that story that Noah could have confidence that God was asking him to do the right thing. And, you know, so that's we parallel that with Minnesota Cuke as he goes in search of this of the umbrella, first to Mexico and then off to Iraq and Turkey. So it's a fun adventure, and there's a lot of great songs, a lot of humor, and just a really great lesson.
That's fantastic. And what else is coming up VeggieTales-wise?
Well, this Christmas we're doing we have a brand new a Christmas release. It's the story of St. Nicholas, and we're really excited about it. It's the first the Christmas show we've done in about 7 years. We tell the story of St. Nicholas, who was a Christian who lived in Greece in the 4th century. And obviously, you know, we've heard a lot about St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, and we wanted to tell the story of how this Christian impacted and influenced the way we celebrate Christmas today. So Bob and Larry go back to to 4th century Greece and follow the story. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun because, you know, Larry tries to Christmas up ancient Greece.
Does he? How does that go?
Oh, it's great. You know, he brings the mistletoe and the tinsel and the snow and everything. So, but it's just a fun ride, and it really, you know, we just felt it was really important to tell a Christmas story and really bring out the reason why Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas and we highlight just a really powerful gospel message that, you know, we can love because God first loved us and we can give because God first gave.
Now, has anyone ever had the discussion with you that perhaps cucumbers and tomatoes are not vegetables but fruit? Has that ever come up?
I have heard that. Yeah, I have heard that. Yes, by botanist purists.
we had probably about maybe 6 months ago, we had this big debate and we had callers calling in from everywhere, and I think the end result was technically they are fruit, but no one cared.
Exactly. Yeah. I've heard that anything with the seeds on the inside is technically a fruit. So,
yep.
You know, so I'd have to say that.
No worries. Well, I've got to say, it's absolute awesome speaking to you. Give me and my boy some quality time. Hey, we really love sitting down and watching VeggieTales. And compared to all the other cartoons that are out there and animations that are out there, it's pretty cool to be able to sit down with my boy and watch that. And we both have a laugh and we kind of know that it's good quality stuff that's going in. So thanks heaps, Mike.
Oh, that my pleasure, Dan. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Do you mind if I could say goodbye to Larry as well?
Sure.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Larry. See you later, mate. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.